The 10th International Congress of Coptic Studies is continuing Friday in the Vatican Library here in Rome. This week has seen scholars from Egypt and around the world present papers on topics such as Coptic monastic life, Coptic religious and cultural life in contemporary Egypt, as well as lectures on linguistics and biblical manuscripts. One of those speaking at the Congress is Professor Jacques van der Vliet, who is a lecturer at the University of Leiden in Holland and an expert in Coptic literature. He told Lydia Kane that history has much to teach Coptic Christians today.
How important is learning from history when you look at what's going on in Egypt today and Coptic Christians today? How important is it to look back, to be able to look at the future, look at the present?
Well, first of all, it is important to realize that part of the population of Egypt, of course, is not the entire population of Egypt is Muslim, but that there is a strong Christian presence in Egypt. And for the Copts themselves, history is, very, very important to stress their legitimacy, so to say, their legitimacy as Egyptians that are non-Muslims, that are in a sense not Arabs ethnically, but that are real Egyptians and at the same time are Christians.
I mean, it's a very historic time for Coptic Christians in Egypt at the moment. I mean, when you look at the Arab Spring, that'll be looked back on when you think about it in years to come. A moment in history for these people now.
Yes, certainly. The times are very crucial. It is very difficult to say in what direction Egypt will develop. But of course, I think most Copts will hope for, restoration of a more liberal democratic regime, as there was, of course, before 1952. When in 1952 the rule of the military began, and before that, Egypt was a Mediterranean-type democracy. And Copts are looking back now very much at that time before 1952 as a kind of a golden age for them, because they had, in that time they were, represented in political life and took fully part in the cultural life of Egypt, political life of Egypt in general, quite apart from the ecclesiastical things, but in general. So what they hope for is generally a kind of a restoration of a civic, a return to a civic regime, to a civic state, so to say. Yeah.
How important is a conference like this to look? It's a focus on Coptic Christianity and the elements involved. You've the politics, you have the history, culture. There's so much involved.
Yeah, of course, you should realize this is a conference of Coptic studies, so there are also people from various backgrounds. There are people who study antiquity, ancient literature, early Christian literature from Egypt. On the other hand, there are people who are, there will be sessions about, the life of modern Copts in modern Egyptian society. So it is varied, really. But what brings them together, of course, is all the central theme of Christian Egypt through 20 centuries of Egyptian history.